Day 34 for this course. John chapter 12, 27 to 28. Now my heart is troubled. What shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it was for this very reason that I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Esther chapter 4, verses 13 to 14. Do not think that because you are in the king's household, you alone of all the Jews will escape. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance from the Jews will arise from another place. But you and your father's family will perish. And who knows, but you have come to royal position for such a time as this. When life becomes dangerous, we must remember our mission. Like Jesus, we need to remember the reason for our being on earth and make a choice to stand and fulfill the purpose. Both Esther and Jesus had to consider the possibility of death and decide they were ready to give their life. Jesus died and won. Esther faced death, lived, and triumphed. John Maxwell underlines for us this necessary partnership between passion and courage. A great leader's courage to fulfill his vision comes from passion, not position. If we are passionate about the cause, we will have the courage to see it through. A title or a position does not help us in that moment, but our conviction and our faith will. Let me read you about William Hunter. He was born in 1535 and lived in Brentwood, Essex. He was apprenticed to a silk weaver in London. There he discovered the Bible and began to read it in English for himself, and he became passionate about it. He then refused to attend Mass, going against the order that everyone in the city of London had to attend the Catholic Mass. By refusing to obey, William lost his job and so was returned to Brentwood. There, it soon became apparent that William held Protestant beliefs and refused to deny his faith in Jesus. He was imprisoned for 9 months, but continued to refuse to renounce his beliefs, even in the face of threats, physical punishment, and bribery. Eventually, William was sentenced to death and executed for being found reading the Bible in English. He was publicly burnt at the age of 19. It would seem that the authorities were particularly incensed by the spiritual maturity and the passion of God in someone so young. William had found a cause, and he was ready to die for it rather than deny it. All through history, we read the stories of incredible people who stand and die rather than deny God. They have found something to live for and something worth dying for. Not all of us will be asked to die for our cause, but all of us will be required to make sacrifices and adjustments. This passionate love for God is a dangerous business. Are you ready to embrace a dangerous passion and yield your life to God 100%? I remember driving on a road in Zambia and being stopped by armed bandits with guns who threatened to kill me. We had only just arrived in Africa to serve as missionaries, and I was confronted with guns and the challenge of whether I was ready to die. I remember thinking in that second, well, I'm in a win-win situation. If I die, I go to heaven and I see Jesus. And if I live, I can work in Africa. So live or die, I win. Let us pray. Father, today I give my life to the greater cause of your kingdom. Help me live for you without compromise or fear. Help me discern the specific callings you have given to me. Help me to identify those projects and dreams that you have called me to birth and to devote my life and resources to them. Teach me to stand in times of trouble and not to renounce your call on my life. Like Jesus, let me give my life to you afresh and let your name be glorified through me. Teach me to passionately love your name above all other things. Amen.